Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're not backing down. Hopefully the Eagles do not either. The Rams are coming
it's
in Sunday.
A great song,
it
though.
Is a great song. It's one of the better ones we've played today as we look for our song for the 2025 Eagles season. All right, we'll get to guest picks coming up here in a few minutes. What everyone's going to be talking about on Monday after a week of NFL action and a same game parlay for Eagles Rams coming up as well. Plus whatever you people are saying today. I'm sure they have a lot to say. Let's go to Raphael, who's out in California, maybe with the right song for us. What's up, Raphael?
Hey, how's it going,
make
guys?
An exception. Hey, Raphael. What's up?
Long time fan. Can you guys hear me?
We got you.
Yes.
All righty. So I am frustrated with the Eagles offense. But I will say this, Jalen, we got to remember who Jalen serves. He serves us as a fan. In 2023, you know, I think we went out a bad way. And I know for myself, watching him as long as I have, picks for the longest time were the most frustrating thing because, you know, he's not a very emotive person. Mm-hmm. And I just remember time after time, you know, he tries to force the ball and then you got to look at his stoic face on the sideline wondering what the heck was he thinking. I think his priority after the Super Bowl, he's not worried about the critics, nothing like that. But he's trying to protect ball and avoid sacks. Now, with that being said, let's see, we're talking about the Rams game. Mm. I think Matthew Stafford might get injured. I think Jahi Campbell might lay him out.
Rafael, can I ask you a question?
Knock him out.
Yes, sir.
Are you doing cardio?
I work outside. I'm a pool boy.
I think he just got done listening to Tyler's phone call.
Yeah, I'm trying to get away from the loud pool equipment.
So we got you. Yeah.
No, because it sounded like you were doing something.
Yeah. Well, no, I am multi. I'm sorry. I must be. Honest
oh no, no,
you
you're fine. Right. I was just curious because you was kind of
someone around has got to work. We are
heavy panting and stuff. Yeah. I'm just kind of concerned about
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I'm perfectly healthy. Just a little bit worried about these Eagles. Yeah, I think the Rams game is going to be one of those. So that's what you were looking for, games, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I gotta say, so I'm really glad I found you guys on the radio. Just started listening, and I'm really surprised that we would rather take a loss, but be throwing the ball.
This show. That might have been the show after us.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I mean, those guys are crazy on the afternoon show.
Okay, well, let me just
clueless on this show. They're crazy. And the morning show,
No, I got to say, I don't want to say the wrong thing. You know, I'm a long term Eagles fan.
It's okay. Hugh says the wrong thing every week. It's no big deal.
Day.
Yeah, every day.
Okay. Last season it was frustrating because we couldn't score in the first half. So
right.
I'm a little depleted in that regard, but I do agree with you guys that it would be nice to see the ball thrown. But I'm also wondering, you know, I've seen a lot of guys during preseason that look good. And I mean, just to mix it up, I would like to see Calcaterra get a look. I think Dallas got to really warm him up to be able to explore other options. And last week we obviously didn't have him. So, you know, I think the teams kind of know, like, okay, it's either going to, Smith or Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be – I don't know what Jalen experiences, but I could imagine that he, if it's a matter of forcing it, or doing what they've been doing, he's going to take the second every time.
Well, I would agree. I mean, look, the one thing you said that is he probably deserves more credit for than he's gotten the first couple weeks is he hasn't taken sacks. That was a problem last year. Too many sacks. Took 7 against the Rams. First couple games this year, he has done a good job at avoiding those sacks and getting the football out. Rafael, what's the song? What song should we have for our season song to help get us to California for the Super Bowl?
I had a couple, and it's changed since I've been waiting. Okay. But I'm going to say If I Ruled the World by Nas. I'm going to switch it up a little bit.
All right.
That's it.
All right, Rafael. Okay. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon. Rafael's, doing work, calling us, living in California. Good thing we didn't ban the whole state of California like someone suggested earlier.
Yeah, he did.
Somebody, then we would have talked to Rafael.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
What do you think of the song?
Nah.
Okay.
I mean, I like Rafael. I think he's a great caller.
Great caller. But the song you're out on?
Yeah, no.
If only you were as hard on quarterback play as you are on songs.
What are you talking about? I am hard on quarterback play. Did you see my quarterback list this week?
It's true.
Hattie Mattian. He was at 2 last week. I am the hardest, most fairest grader around these parts.
That's
so,
a lie.
So hard.
I am fair and balanced. The only one.
Soft.
I am the only one.
All right, let's talk to Ron. That's enough. Ron, what's up?
The hell?
What the hell?
Ron, are you all right?
He's sleep, dog.
Should we call a doctor?
That doesn't sound healthy.
No, you need a sleep, what they call it? A CPAP?
Hold on, hold on. Yes.
A CPAP?
Wait.
I mean, I snore, but man, good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Googly.
Oh, wow.
What was that?
You guys kid. I'm worried about Ron. Doesn't sound great.
Is he married?
Yeah, okay. Ron, let's just put Ron on hold, and we'll check in a little bit again. That doesn't sound right.
What kind of day you got going where you could call a radio show and fall asleep? So hard.
I mean, you know what? That's on us.
No, I'm personally offended that Ron is asleep.
Because we put him to sleep.
Do you think it was the same call that put you to sleep in the 10 o'clock hour that Ron has been out since? Never woke up?
Probably. I mean, no, that was a good call, but he was just like,
guy's
it took
been
too long
cooked
to get there.
Since 10:30. All right, let's go to Luke in Vermont, hopefully awakened with us. Hey, Luke.
Hey, I'm awake.
Okay, good. Me too. Ron, not so much. What's up, Luke?
Hey, guys. First time, long time. I tuned in for the first time after the loss to Tampa Bay in 23 because, up here in Vermont, I didn't have anybody to commiserate with.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been listening ever since. It's been great. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
We appreciate you, Luke. So what are you feeling today? How you feeling this game?
Well, listen, maybe because of that game and kind of because every game in between, I'm nervous every Sunday. So I'm not sure who's confident and when, but I've been nervous since that loss.
You're my kind of guy, Luke. I'm nervous all the time, too. That's the way I walk around going into games. I'm terrified. No, there are some weeks you feel better than others, and I actually felt good last week because they didn't have their receivers, but boy, Luke, this Rams team's got some power on the offensive side, and we got to score some points to win this game.
Yeah, I don't exhale until the clock is out.
Mm-hmm.
So, the real reason I called is sometimes, because I'm a real radio fan, I like to tune in, especially when they're on the Odyssey app, to shows in the other cities that we're playing against. So around the Super Bowl, I tuned in to the Fan, Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, because we were playing Kansas City, I tuned in again. And then on Monday, I wanted to hear how they were feeling about the loss. So I tuned in. I was listening to that Fresca and Dusty or whatever they're
called. Yeah, their morning show out there, those guys.
Yeah, and I got to take issue. Because I've listened to you guys now almost 2 years daily, I've never heard you take a shot at the fans from another city. And in fact, Pew is as all-inclusive and fan how you want to fan. I got to say, I really took umbrage when they've done it a couple of times. But when the guy said douchebag Adelphia, I had to call in and call him out. Like no, that's off limits. You can't no name calling of the fans. Right, we even called out Sirianni for doing it.
Right, look, I'm disappointed in those guys. So I actually went on their show because they were sitting next to us on Radio Row in New Orleans this past February. I went on their show that week, and they were all mad at me because I told them that the Eagles could blow the Chiefs out in the Super Bowl, and they were like,
"Yeah, you with a straight face.
How could you say that?" And I was like, "Well, because I think it could happen."
I remember that.
And they were all upset. So, Luke, I think they're just in their feelings, and they're really in their feelings.
Their show can't even carry water for this show. And I even give Kyle props as the engineer. His drops and music selection, head and shoulders above whatever they're doing over there.
Yeah, it's amateur hour over there, unfortunately. It is.
Now we're taking shots.
The football team, the radio shows, amateur hour in Kansas City right now. Luke, what's the song? What's our song we should use for the season?
I'm trying to keep with the theme from last year. I hope Hugh is impressed with this pick. I got On the Road Again, Willie Nelson.
That's not bad.
You know
I mean,
the whole thing last year was road trip. Mm-hmm. We're road tripping. And you know what we want to do?
Willie Nelson's
we want to
still
go
alive.
On a road trip again, baby.
I like it, Luke. I think it's the best one we heard today. Luke, good phone call.
Really
and and you call again. And see, Luke's a big fan of the show. And he knows good radio. And whatever those clowns are doing out there taking shots at us, that's not going to work.
I guess the only question with On the Road Again is do we.
What's wrong?
Willie Nelson, 92.
So he's with us now. Yeah.
He's still with us.
Yeah.
Damn.
So we.
The only question is, do we play it from the start or do we just go right into the...
On the road again, like a band of
like I want the upbeat part.
Yeah.
It starts off a little slower.
We need the upbeat part.
I like it.
I mean, I like it too.
We're trying to repeat. That's the whole thing.
That's
on
exactly
the road again. And we're going out west. I think we found our song. Yeah, I think we did. Now, let's speaking of good radio, let's check in on Ron and see what he's doing right now. There it is. You don't get called a professional outfit without this kind of stuff. It doesn't sound right.
He getting after it,
No, well, hopefully not. I mean, we need a doctor over there. Goodness gracious.
Hey, Ron, I got a suggestion, dog. You probably need to drop about 30. No, I mean, seriously, all jokes aside. No, seriously. All jokes aside.
I mean this
in a good place, man, because when you're snoring like that,
it's not healthy.
Your diet can't be the greatest. Yeah, dog. Yeah, we got to get him. Ooh, we got to get him a nutritionist. We got to get Ron a nutritionist. Ooh. Yeah.
Okay. One more.
Ooh, yeah.
I've timed it out. I think I know how often they happen. Ron, thank you, Ron.
It was great. Insight.
Hey, Ron, have a great day. Yeah. Listen to this on the Odyssey app because we ain't got that much time left. We don't think you about to wake
we
up.
We might have to check in with Ron one more time before we sign off today. All right. Before we hand back over to Ron in the afternoon show, can we get to Guess the Takes? What is everyone talking about on Monday aside from Ron snoring?
It's time to Guess the Takes.
What do you got after your moral theory last night, Hugh?
Yeah, I'm going to take another moral theory.
All right. What's the take everyone's going to have on Monday?
The takes going to have is the Green Bay Packers aren't who they thought they were. No, you talk about the offensive lineman said something to the effect that, you know, he feels like they're going to go undefeated.
Before you finish, let's hear this. I think it's, what's his name, Rashee Walker, left tackle for the Packers. Listen to this. They're 2-0, and he's already talking about going undefeated.
And the goal is to, you know, keep it going. I think we can go undefeated, honestly. I mean, personally, I feel like I always tell people, I feel like we could have went undefeated the past two seasons. Like,
what?
We lost a lot of the games off a couple plays, but I feel like our offense has been playing so good and so disciplined, and our defense has been playing even better.
You heard him.
And special teams been playing great, and I feel like, you know, it's all about who comes out hottest at the beginning of the game and at the half. So, and I feel like we've been doing a good job of that. You know, pound for pound, I look at these teams and I don't really see who's better than us. Honestly, that's why I can say that so confidently.
That's Micah Parsons' fault.
I know. I think he's affected the locker room.
Oh, my goodness.
Just for context, as he said, he thinks they could have went undefeated the last 2 years. They've lost 16 football games in the last 2 years.
I mean, you got to speak it into existence, man. You got to speak. I don't believe it because they're losing this weekend to Cleveland.
Ooh, there it is. All right, I like that take from Hugh. People are going to be like, hey, the Packers, not really it. All right, this is the week. It's officially, it's time to drop the act when it comes to Trevor Lawrence. The guy's a bust. He's not that good. He's just not that good. He looks the part. Sunshine can't play. I mean, some of the times he throws the passes over guys' heads, it reminds me of younger Carson Wentz sometimes where he's supposed to be good and you're watching him like, he's not getting any good. They might lose at home to the Texans. I think they're going to drop the act in Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence and bust used in the same sentence. Damn. That's the take you're going to hear on Monday. Kyle, what do you got?
We've been talking about the wrong NFC East team and the wrong NFC East quarterback when it comes to the Eagles' biggest threat.
You're back on your Cowboy stuff again.
Jaden Daniels looking like RG4 and Dak Prescott. And the Cowboys are going to kill the Bears.
Dakota.
Mm-hmm. Well, to your point and to your take, Daniels is out for this game Sunday. Right. He's hurt with knee injury. So it's going to be Mariota starting for the Commanders.
RG4.
Cowboys-Bears. That's something else.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Yeah. The Bears are going to get trashed.
They might be done with Ben Johnson after 3 weeks.
They can't make the right move, huh?
No, they cannot. All right, there it is. Guess the takes for week number 3 in the NFL. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop board. We got to check in with you people. We're also going to put together a same game parlay for the Eagles and the Rams. It's going to be a different one. Because usually we're all pretty aligned that we're feeling great about the game and the win. That's obviously not the feeling of the show today. So maybe not Eagles on the spread or money line. We'll see what we come up with and how we put together the parlay coming up. And we will check in with Ron, who clearly is asleep and probably needs some medical assistance. That's coming up next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.